From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Sunday's Super Bowl in Indianapolis, New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning will lead his team against the New England Patriots.
But it's Manning's older brother, Peyton, who seems to be getting all the attention these days. He's the beloved quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
Now, it makes a certain kind of sense for Peyton Manning to command some attention with the big game in his team's hometown. But NPR's Tom Goldman reports it's not the kind of attention he or his fans want.
So far in Super Bowl Central Indianapolis, it's Advantage Indianapolis. Waves of fans wearing Colts blue and white jerseys have invaded downtown, far outnumbering the visitors wearing Patriots and Giants stuff. Call it Midwest pride, Midwest anger. Our team didn't make it to the big game, but our jerseys did. Or perhaps call it Peyton power. Tons of number 18 Manning jerseys. Those wearing other players' numbers, like Allison Surd from Indianapolis, still have Manning on the mind.
I miss him. I miss, you know, those perfect throws. He is like the image of Indy. You know, he's the Colts. We can't. It sucks without him.
An entire season without Manning has been disorienting for Colts fans after 13 straight years with him. 11 of those years, he led the Colts to the playoffs, to the Super Bowl twice, to a Super Bowl victory in 2007. All the superlative numbers have come down to one balky neck. Manning had 3 cervical disc surgeries in less than 2 years, and even loyal fans on the streets of Indy this week are taking a business-like approach. Jason Rebick is a surgical assistant from Indianapolis.
It's sad to say that the Peyton era is coming to an end. He's getting old. We need to start making some decisions now so we can get, you know, the next person to take over prepared and winning games as soon as we possibly can.
Manning's future has dominated the sports punditverse as well. Here's NFL insider Gil Brandt on a recent podcast.
My gut feeling is that we've probably seen the last of Peyton.
Your thoughts, Peyton?
Everybody wants to make predictions, and I understand that.
Do you?
But in a lot of ways, I don't understand it. Everybody makes predictions about my future without, you know, really knowing all the details. So
Manning was light on details in that interview with ESPN. He did say his rehab is progressing well, and today ESPN reports 2 doctors, including one who did his most recent surgery, called an anterior cervical discectomy infusion, have cleared Manning to resume his career, provided his recovery proceeds as planned. This news would not be a surprise to Dr. Joseph Maroon, team neurosurgeon for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has performed the same procedure on 14 elite athletes in recent years, including NFL players.
And all of them have been able to get back to play, quite frankly.
But Dr. Neil Anand, an orthopedic spine surgeon at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in L.A., says the surgery is not the issue now. It's whether Manning's nerves, damaged by the disc problem, can regenerate fully.
At his level of play and his level of demands and his function, he's going to need every cell working for him.
And how long for a nerve to fully recover?
We usually say that it can take up to 2 years.
Which means Manning has some time, although maybe not with the Colts. He's due to get a whopping $28 million bonus in early March. If the team doesn't pay, he becomes an unrestricted free agent. The Colts have the first pick in the college draft, with star quarterback in waiting Andrew Luck there for the picking. Lots to discuss. A meeting between Manning and Colts owner Jim Irsay looms next week after the Super Bowl. Remember the Super Bowl? Tom Goldman, NPR News.